Today's episode was produced by Click Leads Local, Minneapolis's premier video and digital marketing agency. Now, live from the Pinnacle Insurance Agency of Minnesota studio, this is the Local Realtor Spotlight Podcast with your hosts, Angel Telemontes and Troy Thompson.
Troy with the intro.
Thanks, Angel. Troy Thompson with Pinnacle Insurance. I'm super excited today to talk to Brad Nowak. And I think the first thing we like to do when we start out is just ask you how you got into the business, how you got into mortgages, and what drew you to that.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks, Brad Nowak with Bay Equity Home Loans. Thanks for having me on, guys. I've been watching your videos for a while. So
love
I'm just
it.
Like, gave Troy a caller. We had lunch, and I'm just like, get me on there.
Let's do it. Yes, have some fun.
Yeah, for sure. I've been lending for about 8-9 years now. Kind of really got back full time in November 2011. I had a bunch of odds end sales jobs, door to door, some insurance sales, and I eventually.
You went door to door?
Oh yeah.
We have to talk more about that, but
right.
Continue.
Walking in the doors, knock knock. But I just answered. It was a post on Craigslist. It was kind of earn as you learn. That's when you could originate mortgages and not be licensed at the same time. That was when I was at Supreme with the correspondent lender.
Okay, great.
And got licensed and had to learn how to sell a mortgage and mm-hmm. just stuck with it ever since.
Cool. What was it about the Craigslist, the ad that was like, I'm gonna give these guys a call. I'm gonna try this.
It was kind of like in banking. Like I always thought, I wanted to be in banking or maybe the 9 to 5. I don't know.
A little bit better hours.
Yeah, a bit better. Not as long hours or whatever. But it was just not banking. It was just the mortgages. And
it was probably the money too, right?
Yeah, the money and just helping people, helping families or, it's something to help someone with their biggest transaction of their life. Most people, that's the biggest purchase that they're going to make. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
It's fun to help families, find a place and get into a house to, make memories and stuff like that.
Oh, so good. Take a quick step back. What was some of the door-to-door stuff? Because I'm a big door-to-door guy myself, so I always get excited when I hear about door-to-door.
So my first job out of college was Fastenal, so that's like business-to-business, door-to-door. So you're signing up new clients. When I sold insurance, that was actually probably there's a lot of great stories there because that was like two families, selling insurance policies in their home at their kitchen table.
So expenses or?
No, just life insurance all that. So.
Wow, that's tough.
Book a cold call, book an appointment, go in there, meet their family, say to their kids, have a pop, and leave with a check of their social and all their information. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is so weird. But I've been chased out of a few homes, and at least I could hold my own and a couple times. Get out of here.
Well, that dovetails very nicely into the next thing I was going to ask you about. Because this is a question. Sometimes people are humble, and I think you're a little bit humble when it comes to what you're really, really good at. So let me ask you this. What would you say your superpower is? And if you're not quite sure, I know what it is already, but let's hear what you have to say, Brad.
Let's hear it from your perspective.
Right. So I don't know. I saw this question. I'm like really didn't know how to answer. But I would say, like you said what I think you're going to say, but, family communication. I feel like I think a really good thing for me is that I'm a good listener, or I think that I'm a good listener. It's just, especially when you're talking to a family or you're talking to someone taking an application, you need to, listen to their wants, their needs, and accommodate the plan or a program to them. So,
no doubt. Listening is everything. Well, what did you just say again? I'm sorry.
Listening?
No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Troy.
All right, having fun here. And so 2019 is here.
Yeah.
The shift is coming. And I'm sure you have some big goals, Brad. I'm following you on Facebook. You're always very positive and inspirational and stuff like that.
For sure.
So
for sure.
Tell us some of your plans for 2019, some of your goals.
Okay. Yeah. 2019 is kind of, it switched recently from, company to company. And sometimes that always is harder than you think. You take more of a step back. So that was kind of like the transition in the end of 2018. 2019 is kind of basically all about growth. I have the business plan together. My goal is 50 families, but that's very minimal, you know, in my eyes. So I want to crush that. I recently got relicensed in Florida, so have a lot of good stuff, you know, going in Florida.
Tell me about that. Yeah, what is it about Florida that has you interested in expanding out there?
Just because Florida is busy right now, and Minnesota is not so much, you know, because it's cold. So it's nice to be able to flip-flop, you know, when Minnesota maybe slows down a little bit. You don't, you know, take, you know, forget about your referral partners and all that, but it's nice that you could flip over to Florida when they're busy and then just kind of handle both of it.
No doubt. So are you making some connections out there?
Yeah. I did a Facebook post, and, you know, a lot of friends on Facebook helped me out with some, you know, some big time agents down there and opportunities.
Nice, so what's the market like down there? Are you trying to connect with a lot of like rental? Is it a lot of rental property down there? Is that kind of your focus down there, or are you looking at some
rental, but a lot of residential? Residential and all that. But Florida's not as saturated as Minnesota, so sometimes
interesting.
You know, when here you get a pre-approval, and then, you know, it's one thing to get qualified, but then now you need the accepted offer. Whereas normally down in Florida, once they submit an offer, they're most likely going to get the property. You know, so you're not like.
Why do you think it's not as saturated?
I have no idea. Maybe is Florida bigger? I don't know.
Well, Florida, Florida adds, and I heard this stat recently, 1,000 new residents a day. So you would think there'd be huge opportunities with people. And even my dad, my parents stayed in this retirement type community, Rotunda West. And there's signs all over the place because these people that are buying these properties are 60, 70 years old. And unfortunately, those people pass on. So there's a lot more, you know, transactions going on simply because they're not young families moving into the area oftentimes. So people die and the house has to be sold. And
for sure.
Transactions happen.
For sure. Nice. And I could be wrong on the Florida thing, but we'll figure it out.
I talked to somebody, a lender out of Weston, and they said it was busy out in that South Miami area.
Yeah.
But somewhere up in by Sarasota wasn't as booming, say. So I'm sure there's areas that are hot spots for sure in Florida.
No doubt. Sure. So let's get back to the Minneapolis market, though. And how do you foresee the shift changing your business, and what are you doing to prepare for that? And what is the shift, by the way, for people that don't even know? I don't even really know, ultimately.
Right.
We asked the question, but
what is it?
It's a hot button word.
It is.
And I think if you asked any lender, any realtor, you probably get a different answer each time. I mean, you have, you know, clients that think the bubble's coming again and rates are going to go back to 2% or the low threes. And I'm like, no. You know, I'm like, they're low enough the way it is. And I don't know. I don't really get caught up in all that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you're going to, you know, see values increase year over year, you know, in houses. I doubt the market's going to, you know, crumble it did in 2008. I mean, me personally, I think the bubble would be like more credit card debt versus housing. And it's just
also college debt
and student loans.
Student loans is crazy right now.
And everything like that. So I don't really get tied up into all that stuff. It's kind of more like, let's go to work and find out who we can help today.
People
are
going to buy and sell regardless.
For sure. Yeah, there's always going to be someone needing a house or selling.
Yeah, and haven't rates dipped?
A little bit
recently?
Yeah. Right.
So are there some potential opportunities for refis that you may not have considered a month ago?
I mean, with a refi, it has to be beneficial. So it's like you can't write a loan for someone and put them in a worse off position. So a lot of times, you know, if I'm doing a refi today, you know, you're actually taking them off of a lower interest rate and put them in a higher rate. But whether that's doing a cash out loan or, you know, you have to get the property out of someone's name, you know, sometimes it is what it is, but it's got to be beneficial.
Sure.
You know, to
what if I wanted to buy a hot tub and I came to you and I was like, I want to take money out of my house and buy a hot tub. Would you give me?
I would probably tell you to go to like your credit union or a local bank or
go
ask mom for some money. You know, it's not worth It's not worth touching your loan for that.
I like that about you.
So
you're honest with people, even if it doesn't necessarily always benefit you, right?
Right, for sure.
That's everything.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense to pay closing costs or you'd be double paying on your hot tub.
Oh, man, I have a story. When I was like 25, worst purchase I ever made in my life, I bought a house. And I bought a $12,000 hot tub on credit. And then like 3 or 4 years later, probably 4 or 5, it froze up.
Yeah.
The hot tub did.
Right.
And, you know, it was a $12,000 hot tub. It had the TV and everything.
I bet. The waterfall.
Oh. Shed. No, but it lit.
Changing
it
lit lights.
Up. DVD player, cable hooked up to it.
Right.
Oh, but yeah, that's my worst.
Was it worth it?
Ever. No.
No.
I'll never do it again. No. I always advise people hot tubs are a terrible idea.
Yeah. My parents had one outside and they put it in the basement. And we literally had to cut like the foundation of the house out to get the hot tub down there.
Oh, wow.
And now it doesn't work for years.
So yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you're going to have a patio door to get out of the house.
So, Brad, you definitely are talking about growth. 2019 is the yep. year of growth for you. What is it that motivates you?
I would just say family, my kids, providing.
You have some beautiful kids. How old are they?
6 and 8. Yep, two boys, Aiden and Ethan. But my dad was really kind of a workaholic and grew up on a farm and all that. But I think just kind of growing up with him, saw his work ethic and all that kind of helped me, you know, kind
of. So it's in your blood?
Right.
Just what does your dad do?
He's retired now, but was a jack of all trades. Worked at kind of did a lot of machining, but you name it, and he could fix it, make it, whatever. So. That brain's kind of skipped probably my generation. I got like the talking, I guess.
That's just like me and my dad.
Yeah. My brothers are both, or my two younger brothers were both engineers. My one, Kevin's a double, like a mechanical and industrial engineer. And I'm just like, where'd the smartness go for me?
It's your ability to communicate, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Great skill to have.
That works.
But getting back to your boys, I mean, do you mind diving into that a little bit more, how they motivate you?
I mean, just providing for them, being there for them, you know. I mean, love them to death, and you get them on the bus or get them to school and, you know, go and get your day done so you can get home to them after and be there for them and whatever. So it's just, like I shared that post on Facebook the other day. I'm like, having kids is like having two broke little best friends that think you're rich. And I was like,
that's such a good post.
They're like, we're going out to eat today. I'm like, no, we're getting a toy. I'm just like, you bring your wallet? I'm like, I'm broke. And he actually said this yesterday. He's like, let's go to eat. I'm like, no, I'm broke. He's like, you got a credit card?
Oh, man.
Just oh, no. Like,
come on, little buddy.
Yeah. So,
oh, man, it was
funny.
Oh, and then your other posts about you doing airplane rides and stuff with him. I just love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
That's what it's all about. It's about a legacy, being able to provide for them.
We normally on Sundays watch America's Funniest Videos. So then they always want to do a funny video. And I'm like, well, you can't just make one up. It has to be like spur of the moment. But Ethan actually, the young one, he recorded that. And Aiden just drooled on me on accident.
Oh, like, okay.
It wasn't planned.
I didn't see the drool part.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought you were doing airplane type rides.
No, so when I pushed him and rolled over because he like was laughing so hard he drooled on me.
Oh, awesome.
So, like, that's why I was like,
submit it to America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, I should do that.
You never know,
for
right?
Sure. Win some money.
Very cool. Angel, any
questions? Well,
I got one last one, but you can do a little fast. You want me to do that? Okay, cool.
You do your last question. I've got this surprise.
Tell us something, Brad, that nobody or not many people know about you.
This was another hard question because I'm kind of an open book. And I would say something most people don't know is that at night, I make sure like the garage door and doors and everything are locked. Because one time when I was little and a kid, I saw like a weird shadow and it scared. So I always got to sleep with the door shut. I got to make sure all the doors are locked, make sure be safe. Sometimes if I hear a weird noise, as big as I am, I'll be like, uneasy. You know what I mean? That's why I sleep sleep with a fan on.
Nightlight?
Like, no nightlight.
No nightlight. No, we can't admit that. We can't admit that on the podcast.
Blinky? So yeah, that's one thing. Like, I always got to make sure stuff's locked.
That's kind of boring.
Try to get in, Troy. No, get
in. I love that post you put on. You're like the daddy bear in the background of the bear
in the
cave.
Lurking in the shadows.
I dare you to come after my kids.
Right.
You
know?
That's awesome.
I love it.
Awesome. It's very good.
Funny.
Very
cool. My favorite part of the podcast is always the speed round. So I'm going to ask you some speed round questions, and you think split second what it is.
Do my best.
Ready, round one. Text or talking?
Talking.
For sure?
For sure.
That's love good.
It. Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Friday. I'm a Monday guy.
Monday. Ooh,
I love it. Monday. Your favorite U.S. city besides the city that you live in?
I have no idea. I'll say my hometown, Silver
you
Lake.
Still, yeah, you still got to stick with hometown. A nickname.
What's your hometown?
Silver Lake. Silver Lake, whatever. By Hutchinson. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. A nickname that your parents used to call you. What was your nickname?
My parents really never had a nickname, but my nickname in high school was USS Nowak.
I like
so
that.
So that was through football. So
I love it.
It was USS Nowak in the Adriatic Fleet because I was on the offensive line.
So. You're a beast, right?
Love yeah, it. So we're good. We're good at football.
And you're a damn good wrestler, too. That's something else not many people know.
No, not many. Like, they always people we see the cauliflower ear.
You know? Oh, you must be a wrestler. Yeah. The last song that you downloaded or played?
Radio. I don't really. I mean, iHeartRadio. A lot of Christian music or, you know, some oldies but goodies. Yeah.
That's good.
Yep, for sure.
A place you want to travel the most right now?
I'd go to Florida right now. To meet some people.
Yeah, look at this.
There you go. Meet some realtors.
Meet some realtors. Grow some business down there.
Heck yeah.
Your favorite childhood TV show?
I would say Simpsons would have been that back in the day.
Yeah.
I watched it the other day. It was just not the same. I was just. No. I haven't watched
it
for years.
No, it's Family Guy, right?
Family Guy. Watched that in college. Don't watch a lot of TV, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't even have cable. I just use the antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Or Netflix.
Us too.
You know? Netflix, yep. Cake or pie?
Cake.
For sure. And my last one, your favorite type of muffin?
Muffin.
You a muffin guy?
Not really. Probably blueberry.
Yeah, that's pretty classic. And blueberry. Actually, my last one I always like to know is your favorite Minnesota restaurant. Where should we go to eat?
God, I'm so boring when it comes to eat.
Perkins.
I'm going to say Pizza Ranch because that's where the boys really want to go to.
Pizza Ranch.
You can go crush a buffet.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza. Go hurt sounds like our lunch, right, Troy?
Go hurt someone's bottom line
there
at
go.
The buffet.
Love it.
Make it painful. Bay Equity, Brad Nowak. How can people find you? Realtors or people interested in mortgage refinancing? What's the easiest way for them to find you?
Phone is always, you know, Facebook. You know, Google my name, Brad Nowak, Bay Equity. My website's just www.applywithbrad.com.
Oh, cool.
So that'll bring you right there. Phone, I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, everything goes right to my cell phone. He's got it. I'm like, where is it?
Yeah, I need it on me.
I was like, he's got it.
Why?
So, yeah.
You're good, man.
Yeah, I'm always around, always available.
Ready to crush it in 2019, right?
For sure. Ready to grow.
So good,
for
man.
Sure. So
well, thank you so much for being on.
If you didn't want to mind, I want to just highlight just one thing about Bay. I mean, Bay has so many different things and programs that we can offer. I mean, we could talk all day for it. But our biggest thing is our Giving to Heroes program right here, this little flyer. So basically what this is it just helps with, you know, giving back to the heroes in our community. I mean, whether it's military, firefighters, law enforcement, teachers, medical, government employees. So what we do is, you know, if I originate the loan, you know, Bay actually gives back a portion of the revenue that we would make off the file. And then we'd partner with a realtor, and then the realtor would sign up and be able to give 10% of the realtor's commissions. So basically, if they're buying a $250,000 house, and we at closing get this nice big Bay Equity check, and I mean, these are just examples, but, you know, we'd be able to give, $1,125 back to the client as a credit in closing costs. So it's just a way to...
That's like a nice nice couch or something for your new house,
right? So it's just a way to kind of separate yourself, work with the referral partners. You know, that's one thing that I'm trying with my business too, is just to separate, because I think when you work with, you know, a lender and a realtor, you know, a lot of those, you know, they become very transactional. You know, it's like my biggest goal, you know, sometimes if I sit down with a new agent and be like, well, what are your goals? Or how can I help you grow? Because if I help you, I benefit.
Absolutely.
And it's like, no, let's just not do one deal. Like, let's grow. Let's capture clients and just kind of develop that
long-term
relationship.
Yeah. Mm. That's exactly.
For sure.
That's so powerful.
Having something like this is a way to kind of, you know, you can put a realtor right there and co-market or yourself and just kind of find these people to be able to kind of give them. You know, the
discount. That's great that you're supporting the, you know, military, police, firefighters.
Yep.
Those heroes. That's awesome.
So, and then VA has great programs and it can be used with all of them.
Do you specialize in VA too?
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, depending on, you know, what they're looking to do. Sometimes it might not be the best program. Perfect. But yeah.
All right, Brad. So really appreciate you.
Well, good. Yeah. No, thanks for having me on. It was fun.
Rock this has been Angel Talamantes here with Click Leads Local.
And Troy Thompson, Pinnacle Insurance in Minnesota.
Signing off from the Pinnacle Insurance studio. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
Good job, stud.
That's good.
That's awesome.
I'd be lying if I wasn't a little nervous in the beginning.
We have some videos, too, that we're going to help push out for you now, and you can promote.